Hello and welcome. Welcome everyone who dialed in early to our live USCW Local 655 telephone town hall meeting we have for you this evening. Bear with me here. We have just started our dial out, so it'll take a couple of moments to get all the members on the line. We have very important information for you this evening about the damaging effects of right to work and how we are asking all of you to help. So stay on the line so that you don't miss a thing. So welcome. Welcome to everyone who is just joining our live call. You are on with UFCW Local 655. This is a telephone town hall meeting where we're reaching out to you. And so we want you to participate in this call. The way to participate is by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone. Again, that is 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with a question. You can do that now or at any time during the call. You will go to one of our staff members who will take your question down. If you do not want to go live and ask that question yourself of our president, Dave Cook, feel free to let your operator know that, and I will read it over the air for you. So again, welcome everyone this evening to our live USCW Local 655 telephone town hall meeting. I was just letting everybody know how to participate. Press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with a question. We're going to talk about right to work amongst other things tonight, so stay on the line so you don't miss a thing. Also this evening, we are collecting your email addresses so that we can keep you up to date via email. So press 7 on the keypad on the phone to give one of our staff members your email address. That's also a good way to update your email address. If you're not sure we have the right one, you can provide that this evening as well. So again, 0 to ask a question, 7 to provide us your email address. And I'll just go through this one more time as we get more and more members on the line. So to everyone just joining us, welcome. You are live on the line with UFCW Local 655. Tonight we have lots of information for you. Stay on the line so you don't miss a thing. We're going to discuss the damaging effects of right to work for less. You don't want to miss anything that Dave Cook's going to say here this evening. Also, press 7 on the keypad on your phone to provide us with your email address so we can keep you up to date via email. So 0 for questions, 7 to provide us your email address. And without further ado, now it's my pleasure to turn this over to our president, Dave Cook. Go ahead, sir. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you to all the partners that have joined me this evening on a dreary night in St. Louis. We're here, as you heard, to talk about the proposed dues assessment of 50 cents to help us battle right to work in Missouri. I don't have a whole lot to say. Really, what is more important is what you have on your mind about this issue. I will tell you, say just a couple of words. This is important to me because it's important to you. If Missouri goes right to work, it will have a negative effect on you, my members, my partners' lives. I've seen this across the country. I've been in this labor movement for 30 years, and in right-to-work states, members like you in retail have a worse life than you do here in Missouri. And we're going to win this. We're going to win this because of the work that your union and your members, co-members, have done to get us to this point. We'd be right-to-work already if it wasn't for the effort of Local 655 and their members. So I want to thank everybody who helped get this on the ballot, and I want to thank all the labor community who's joined at the hip to make sure that we win this battle in 2018. With that, I want to just mention quickly, we are going to have 14 meetings starting next week. I'm going to read those very quickly, and then I'm going to get to the questions because we have a couple lining up. Starting Monday, January 15th, here at the Union Hall, we will have meetings at 8 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Tuesday the 16th in Poplar Bluff at the Holiday Inn, we will have a 9 a.m. and a 7 p.m. meeting. Wednesday the 17th in Rolla, Missouri, we'll have a 9 a.m. and a 7 p.m. meeting at Rolla Parks and Recreation, the center. Next Thursday in St. Genevieve, we'll have meetings at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at Country Mark. The following Monday in Columbia, Missouri, will be the last out-of-state meeting, and that will be at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Executive. And the following Tuesday, the 23rd, will be the final batch of meetings. They will be here at the Union Hall at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. So everybody knows, at the conclusion of each meeting, ballots will be tallied at the end of each day. So we will have a member present at the morning meeting. They will sign the ballot box as it's closed to confirm that it's been untampered with. That evening, that same member will confirm to the members there that it is their signature and nothing has happened. And at the end of each meeting, for the day. We were tally that. And at the end of the final meeting on the 23rd, we were tally those meetings, the ballots for those meetings that day and all the others so that everybody has a chance to vote. You can see we've done everything we can to notify you, our membership, about this. I don't take this lightly. I understand money is tight. You work hard for your money. But I know, because of what happens in right-to-work states, the median income for households like yours drops $8,000. So, yes, $26 is a lot to ask, but I know long-term it's better off. With that, I would remind you, if you have a question to ask, please press 0. If you don't feel comfortable talking on the phone in front of everybody, please feel free to just pass your question on to the moderator. What you have on your mind is the most important issue this evening. With that, can we get to the questions?
Absolutely. Thanks so much. That was Dave Cook, our president here at 655, and we have Kelly up live first. Kelly, go ahead. Take it away.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm a full-time employee, but I'm worried about part-time employees. Are they going to have to pay the same amount, the same 50 cents?
Yeah, Kelly, thanks for the phone call. Where dues is structured differently, on an assessment of this type, it isn't across the board for all partners that we have. So that's the way the notice went out. That's the way the executive board had proposed it. So good question, Kelly, but that is the way it would be structured. Thank you for that.
All right. Excellent. Thanks so much, Kelly. Quick reminder, press 0 to get in line. We want to hear from you. So we have Bill up live next. Bill, go ahead.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good, Dave. Just wanted to make a comment, not necessarily a question, that I'm in favor of the 50-cent increase to help fight right to work.
Bill, thanks for that. I appreciate it. I can tell you we had about 400 people on the call this morning. It was overwhelmingly of your sentiment. Let me just pass on as we're talking here and we're waiting for more questions to load, and we have a lot of them out there right now. A question came up this morning I did not have an answer for, but I do now have an answer. I had a member ask the question, what if I don't have a problem paying that $26, but I don't want to have one more deduction out of my check? Can I just write a check for $26 and not change my deduction? Through the course of the day, we've worked with our dues department, we've worked with legal, and that is an acceptable policy. At every meeting, we will be announcing that if you would prefer to write a one-time check of $26 and be done, that is not a problem and your deductions won't change. So that came up this morning. I did not have an answer. I committed to that person. I haven't answered by the first meeting, and I was able to get one today. With that, if we have some more questions, I know we do.
Absolutely. We're going to go keep going right on. We have Matt up live next. Matt, go ahead.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight.
How you doing, Mr. President? I just wanted to know, when is this measure being put on a ballot, if it's being put on a ballot this year?
So that's a great question. When we circulated the petitions, it was to refer it to the next general election, which would be November of 2018. I will tell you, in all honesty, the legislature, which are not all friends of ours because they passed this, have the right, if they choose to, and the governor signs off to it, to refer this to the August ballot. It is our bet, and it is our belief that if I was going to bet right now, I would bet it's going to go on the August ballot. I'll also tell you, I don't think that's the worst thing for us on Right to Work. Right to Work right now is polling in our favor in Missouri. Having said that, our base, members like you, other middle-class workers, are highly, highly agitated about this and are energized to turn out. So in an August primary election where there's going to be a lower turnout, we know the people that are really agitated, the 300,000 people that signed the petitions to put this on the ballot, they're going to vote. So if the politicians try to overanalyze this and move it on August, I think we have an even better chance to win that. But thanks for the question.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks so much, Matt. We've got Terry up live next. While he's getting queued up, I want to remind everyone, press 7 to provide us your email address. That way we can keep you up to date via email. And Terry, you are live. Go ahead.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Mr. President. My whole question was kind of a statement and a question at the same time. The voicemail that I got about this meeting tonight, I couldn't really understand. My phone was breaking up something terrible. So I don't really know what the whole gist of this is about. I do understand that it is an increase in union dues. What I'm basically wanting to know is, how is that increase actually helping to fight against the right to work vote? I just kind of want to know what it's paying for. I want to know where my money's going, basically. You were saying about middle class, I haven't even reached that level, being a part-time employee with only 3 years on the job at Schnucks and a part of the union. So, you know, I just got to kind of make every penny count. So I just want to know, sir.
Absolutely. That's a great question, Terry. And I cut some of my comments shorter this evening because people got tired of hearing me talk this morning before we got to the questions, so I got to the questions quicker. But to answer your question, first of all, every single penny raised by this, which would be a couple $100,000, will go directly to Right to Work. Now, what would that do with Right to Work? The budget that we have put together, and I'm on the executive committee, I'm one of four across the state that's leading this fight against Right to Work, projects that this entire battle is going to cost between $18 and $22 million. Our governor, as embattled as he is right now, has made a commitment to raise $20 million himself to make sure Right to Work passes. In a campaign of that, I can't comprehend, when I got into this industry years ago, that I'd ever be part of a campaign that you're talking about $18 to $20 million. The majority of that, in reality, probably in the teens of millions of dollars, is going to go to media and advertising on TV, radio, to educate the public and the middle-class workers across Missouri about the effect of Right to Work. I can tell you right now, we have professional pollsters hired that will be doing scientific polls of all Missouri voters to find out what they think about Right to Work, what messages are effective, what messages are not effective, and trying to put together a game plan on how we defeat Right to Work to make sure long-term your wages don't drop. Why I'm talking about that real quickly, this morning somebody asked, if Right to Work passes in 2018, is that going to affect my contract? One thing I will never do as your president is mislead you in any way, shape, or form. Every contract we have signed today is secure for the duration of it. So everybody that has a signed contract today, this Right to Work truly won't affect it. It's signed, your employers agreed to live up to those terms, and that's what they would do. I would tell you what you see is the following contract. We have a little bit less clout than we had in the last bargaining, but when you really start to see this is 3, 4, 5, 8 years down the road. So thank you for your question. I hope I was able to answer that properly. And with that, if we have some more questions loaded, that'd be great.
We do. We have Kathleen up next. Kathleen, go ahead.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for calling in this evening.
Hi, David. It's good to talk to you. What I'm wondering is, isn't this what our union dues are supposed to cover to begin with? I don't understand why we need to assess additional 50 cents for this, because I'm not sure what my union dues are doing for me right now.
That's a great question, Kathleen, and thanks for bringing that up. So our union dues is structured to have enough money with the local union treasury to represent all of our members. We are a not-for-profit. We don't look to make money. If you look at our operating budget over the last, 7 years since I've been the president, we are about net neutral. So when you pay for arbitrations, when you pay for contract bargaining, when you pay just to operate the union hall, pay the salaries of the union reps that are out there servicing our members and taking care of their problems, that's what our union dues is structured to take care of. And like I said, if you look at the last 7 years where we had a pretty big loss, this current year, last year, 2017, the reality is over the last 7 years, we are almost exactly neutral for the past 7 years. So in order to be able to generate the money that's needed to battle Right to Work, that is something we don't project every year. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. The last time we had a fight like this in Missouri was 1978. So thank you for that, and I hope that helped explain a little bit why this is necessary, why we don't have the resources in the coffers to just, you know, we're operating at a net neutral right now, because if I was making money with the local union every year, then that means I'd be charging too much dues. We'd be charging too much dues. Thank you for that, Kathleen.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. You guys are asking great questions this evening. Keep them coming. Press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with your question. We have Paul up live next. Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for asking the question this evening.
Yes. Hey, I'm glad that you're calling, and I'm totally against right to work and everything. But I'll tell you what, I'm seeing that we have a huge battle here in the state of Missouri, and we have to, do what we need to do to overthrow this piece of legislation, because it's a very ugly legislation.
I could not agree with you more, Paul. I have seen firsthand what happens. Our sisters and brothers in Michigan, in Indiana, and in Wisconsin, where this legislation passed in recent years, are starting to feel the effects of that. And we cannot allow that to happen in Missouri without putting every ounce of energy we have into this. And I thank you for that comment.
Yes. And I'm a total supporter of making the state no right to work, because it's totally banned and everything and stuff like that. Another thing too is we need, all the finances to fight it, because we're dealing with a bunch of high businessmen and stuff like that that are just going to fight this tooth and nail and everything. So we got to use all resources possible.
Couldn't agree more, and I hope I see you at one of the meetings over the next week and a half, starting next Monday, Paul. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll keep plugging along here. We've got Jovan up live next. Go ahead.
Hi, Devon. Thanks for joining and answering the question this evening. Jovan.
Jovan, are you there? All right, looks like she maybe walked away from her phone. That's fine. I'll go ahead and read that. Her question goes like this. Will it be $26 every week taken out of our checks? She's talking about the union dues.
It would be a 50 cent per week extra assessment for 52 weeks. And I'm glad she asked that question. So it's a total of $26 over a year. And that is guaranteed to go away after 52 weeks. What the members are voting, what I'm asking the members to vote on in the next 2 weeks is to approve it for 52 weeks. There is no legal way to keep this going forward without the members approving it, and I will not. I am telling you right now, I will not come back and ask for an additional assessment for this. This 50 cents is the one time, and that's it for 52 weeks. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And we're on to Karen next live. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for calling in and asking the question tonight.
Hi, Dave. I have two questions. First of all, if we want to write a check for 26 hours, which you said we could do that, do we make it out to the union?
You can make it out to USCW Local 655, or you can make it out to We Are Missouri and get it to the union hall, because that's where all of this money is going to go. Is the committee fighting right to work is actually wearemissouri.org. So either one of those, so long as we had that, we'd mark your name that you're good for the $26. Whether it comes to Local 655 or comes to us written to We Are Mo, it doesn't make any difference. That's where that money is going to end up going. And your other question?
My second question is, what can we, as union members, I come from a strong union background. I've been a member of Local 655 for over 20 years. My husband was in there for 40 years. Dad was Teamster, brother's Teamster, strong union background. What can we do, aside from our money donations? Is there something we can do on social media to get this word out there and educate these people of what this is about?
You couldn't have given me a better softball, and I missed that this morning, and I'm so sorry you didn't call in this morning, because I wanted to miss it this afternoon or this evening. So, absolutely, I would tell everybody in this call, as important as this 50 cents is, and it is, let me tell you, the energy and engagement of Local 655 partners is more important. We will be in the stores communicating the message. We don't have the message yet, but we will have that in the weeks to come. When I say weeks, I mean I'm talking the next 6 to 7 weeks. We're going to know what the message is. We're going to get that to you. Also, as in past campaigns, we're going to pull out a whole lot of members on lost time, where we pay your salary. And you come out and you can door knock for us, you can hand bill for us, you can make phone calls for us. Anybody on this call, and I probably can't do this, but if there is a way that people on the phone that wanted to volunteer to do something on this could push a button, I know I'm putting my people that are putting this together on the spot. So if you can't do that, that's fine, but you can contact your union rep, and shame on me for not thinking about that. But thank you so much, Karen. We were looking for members like you to engage and help us win this battle. So did I really mess you guys up at Teletown?
No, not at all. I've actually got that ready just right here at the moment. So just going to ask you guys, if you are willing to help us out, which we would love that, please press 1 now on the keypad on your phone, and one of us will get back in touch with you. So again, if you are willing to help us out, press 1 right now on the keypad on your phone. You ready for our next question, Dave?
I am. Thank you very much.
All right, perfect. Before we have Jean up here, just want to remind everyone, we had a bunch of people press 7, but our staff cleared out that queue. So last call here, if you want to provide us your email address so we can keep you up to date that way, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone right now. Again, 0 for questions. And Jean, you are live. Go ahead.
Hi, Jean. Thanks for calling in this evening. Thanks for asking the question.
Hi, Dave. Well, you did answer it just a couple of questions ago. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that it is only 50 cents a week, and it is temporary. It's, you know, very important. Some people think it's forever. It's not. But
you are spot on, Gene. And I will tell you that I have done as good a job as your president to make sure everybody knows about this, because I don't want anybody to say they didn't know about it, and to communicate this as clearly as possible. But to your point and to the other person's point, sometimes when you put a letter out or you just leave a voicemail, it's not that clear. So, once again, it is 50 cents for 52 weeks only.
You're right. And maybe a suggestion on the next batch of union buttons that go out that say, you know, UFC proud.
I'm working on it.
Maybe at the bottom it can say, right to work, not good.
I'm working on it. That came up this morning, and I can tell you right now, Gene, I'm going to do everything I can within the limits of legality, because I don't want to get any partners in trouble. So we need to be careful what we have you wear, especially if you're in a public sector job, because we represent members and partners in warehouses and factories, and that's not that big of a deal. But if you're a retail worker, I need to be cognizant that that employer has some rights to tell me what I can have you wearing, what I can't. So I'm testing that as we speak. One correction one of the people in the room here just pointed out to me is I had said that the check could be made out to UFCW Local 655 or wearemissouri.org. It's actually wearemo, just abbreviated, wearemo.org. And there's also a link if somebody wanted to go on and contribute directly. That would, if you contributed directly, though, Without it coming through us, we would not credit that towards your $26, just so we're clear on that. With that, I think we have plenty of questions loaded up still.
Absolutely. Great participation tonight. We have Lee up live next. Lee, go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering, once we vote, how long afterwards would we either make out the $26 or start deducting it from our paycheck?
So I talked to my dues department today after the first call, and we will have the final vote on Tuesday the 23rd. I'll announce via Teleblast, or you can call down here, the results and text it out. Assuming it passes, that is Wednesday the 24th. If by the following Monday we know that you want to pay that, then we will not bill you. I am also going to announce at every meeting that if you would prefer to not have that 50 cent come out, and you prefer to write a check for the $26, we would allow you to do that the days or nights of the meetings and only cash that check, assuming this passes. So if and I think it will, but if it didn't pass and somebody wrote a check, like you wrote a check for me for $26 and it didn't pass, I'd call you and say, would you like for me to mail that check back? So did that hopefully answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Lee. We have David up live next. Go ahead, sir. You are live.
Hi, David. Thanks for calling and asking the question.
Hey, not a problem. My question was, if I know we're trying to do 50 cents. If we wanted to contribute more, could we?
Yeah, you could contribute directly to us. Yes, thank you. And, you know, people on the phone may think this is set up. I had three of these this morning come through with the exact same question. So checks or debit cards or anything, checks can go to We Are Mo, just We Are Mo. I will also tell you, if you have internet service, you can go to our website, where you can go to wearemo.org, and there's a link there. There's a link on our website to We Are Mo, and that would take you there, and that's a direct contribution to the We Are Mo committee, which every dime of that is helping fund this $18 million fight we've got against the corporate greedy guys across the country. And thanks for the call, David. Thanks for the question.
Thanks so much, David. Want to say to everyone in line waiting to ask a question, thank you so much. We will get to you. Also, press 0 on the keypad on your phone so we have time to get your question lined up and get it asked. Last time here, press 7 to provide us with your email address. And Spencer, you are live. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Spencer. Thanks for joining tonight. Spencer, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? What's your question?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Go ahead with your question, Spencer. You're live with our president. All right, let me just go ahead and read Spencer's question for us here. His question was, why do we need to pay dues to keep the union strong?
First of all, I think that's a great question, Spencer. The reality is, you don't pay dues to keep the union strong. You pay dues to have the union have the finances to function to represent our members. The only way, doesn't matter how much money we have, doesn't matter how much dues you pay, the only way we ever have this union get, stay, or remain strong is by partners like you this evening on the phone engaging and banding with each other to stand up for what's right and against what's wrong. So the money side of it is completely different than the strength side of any organization. We have the money we need to fight the battles, but really the strength comes from the partners like yourself. Thanks for that comment or question this evening.
Thanks so much, Spencer. We have Linda up live next. Linda, go ahead. You are live.
Yes, I wanted to find out, first of all, is it not incorrect to call this dues? Is it not really a political contribution and not dues? And does this replace the Action Committee dues, you know, money contribution that I make every week? And the second question I have was, where do the stores stand on this? Will we be able to wear buttons to work, or are they, I'm assuming they would be supporting breaking the unions.
Thanks for the comment. So, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the question tonight, Linda. You have two questions. So the first question was regarding ABC and what's the difference. So this came up this morning, and let me give you this analogy. We have a political budget to elect truly more in the world of electing friends and defeating enemies. We've not always been successful with that. But that budget comes from your voluntary ABC contributions. And we look at that over a period of years that we project will raise X amount of money on ABC. This is really outside the realm of anything normal we've had since I've been down here. 1978, like I said, was the last time we had anything like this, and is a duplicate of it. So where ABC is just kind of that every year budget for politics, this is a one-time assessment to say we need X amount of dollars, and let me tell you, this will not pay what we're going to need to contribute. This will greatly help, but we're going to have more skin in the game than this assessment. I think the other question was, where do we stand with the employers allowing us to wear buttons? I don't have that answer for you yet. The first thing I prefer to do, though, is find out what my legal rights are. Before I ask the companies, I like to know. I prefer to tell the companies what we're going to do and not ask them. So I'm working right now to find out what I can tell them. And the one thing I would tell you, when you said you assumed the companies would be in favor of breaking the union, I don't think that's a fair statement of our employers. I don't think they're ever going to come out and say we're against or we want to fight right to work. But none of our companies, not one, I just want to be clear here, have ever testified that they want it right to work to pass. So I really think on this issue here, they're kind of neutral. It's like, it's not my fight, it's not my battle. It's whatever the members in the state of Missouri decide. So they're never going to have our back on this, don't get me wrong, but they've never advocated up there. And trust me, I've been in Jeff City engaged in the right to work battle now extensively for 6 years. They've never sent a lobbyist up to talk on this. So, but thank you very much for the questions. I think I got those correctly answered.
Mm-hmm. I think right absolutely. Now we have... Thanks, Lynn. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I said I think had a couple. So I don't know. Who do we have?
We have Diana next slide. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how you doing? I was curious. I live in Illinois, and our union's in Missouri.
Yes.
So what would happen if Illinois passed the right-to-work state? How would that affect us, you know, in Illinois?
So where you live does not matter what the law is. It's where you work. So I don't know if
well,
you
I
live,
work in Illinois. I work in Illinois, too.
So if Illinois was to pass the right-to-work state, first of all, I know my sister local over there, who I do a lot of work with in conjunction with them, would be as engaged in the fight as over there as we are over here. 881 is a very politically engaged local union, and they would be in Springfield lobbying like we are and making sure that the voters had a right to vote on that. So they would be just as engaged as
but I
we
mean,
are.
My union, I'm in your union, and I work in Illinois. So
right.
If Illinois...
We would be helping, I'd be plugging you into 881 to volunteer your time to make sure your state didn't go backwards. The big reason, and we actually had discussion here, do we want to look at this assessment across the line or just for people that work in Missouri? The reality is, and this is not Dave Cook philosophy, this is a philosophy of a lot smarter people than me, how's that? If Missouri goes right to work, Illinois would be the only state left in the country that isn't on a coast for all intent and purposes that's not right to work. And that would be the next state to go. So when we looked at it in those terms, we thought we need to engage every member because if we lose Missouri this year, it's inevitable Illinois is going to get squeezed on this immediately after this. So I don't know if I answered your question or not. I hope I did.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think we have one final question.
Absolutely. We've got Kelly up next. Kelly, go ahead. You're live.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for asking a question.
I just want to make a comment. I think it's wonderful that you're going to use the media and the newspapers and radio and whatever to put this word out because some people don't even know what it's about if they're not a union member. And I think that's great that you're going to use the money for the media. I think that's a really good idea.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. And I just want to remind everybody before you get off here as I'm wrapping up, this is something that I took very seriously. I've tried to communicate as best I can. Before you get off the phone, I would remind you, I think if you hit the button 1 to volunteer, we would be reaching out. Was that the right button that I hit? Moderator?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, press 1. Yep.
You're interested in helping us, whether it's phone calls, hand billing, door knocking, whatever. Trust me, you are the best communicators we have. The local 655 members signed more petitions to refer this to the ballot and keep it from becoming law than any local union in the state. You should all hold your head high for that. That's why I say I urge you, if you're engaged in this and you're concerned about this, press 1 so I know who you are, so I can reach out and find out what role you can play in this. Thank everybody so much for what you've done so far. Thanks for joining on the call tonight. And thank you in advance for coming to the meeting next week and bringing a friend with you, doing the right thing, raising the money we need to make sure that we keep Missouri the type of state we want it to be. Thank you all.